up as was the image at Babylon. All nations and tongues and people will be commanded to worship this spurious Sabbath. This is Satan's plan to make of no account the day instituted by God and given to the world as a memorial of creation. Signs of the Times, May 6, 1897. Brothers and sisters, there's reasons to be out in the country during this time of Earth's history. But when you start looking at this testimony here about what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego represent as far as our experience in the end times, this truth about Sabbath and Sunday, when it gets taken to the world, it's taken the world through our persecution. We're not going to be far enough out in the country to miss it. If we're God's faithful people, we're going to be brought to the forefront in courts. We're going to go to jail. And that's just what the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy promises. Question is are we ready? Because it comes as an overwhelming surprise. Are we prepared to stand in the courts of the land as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? And remember that during that time period, that national apostasy is followed by national ruin. The whole world's going to be falling apart, and it's not going to be a court situation like we have today. There's going to be some upset people that are thinking that we are the reasons that all these calamities are happening. It's not going to be a friendly environment. We're going to be in a court where we're going to realize it's a life or death situation. That's what's being illustrated by Daniel 3. That's the test that takes this message to the world. Are we ready for that? Review and Herald, April 29th, 1890. No law has ever been made to exalt the idle Sabbath, but that Satan has taken a leading part in its enactment and its enforcement. Now, listen to this, because you can go back through the last 20 or 30 years, and if you're an expert on religious liberty, you can see laws that have been being passed over the last 30 years that are chipping away at the Constitution and preparing a way for a Sunday law. And if you're not watching those things, you should be. It's part of your responsibility as Seventh-day Adventists. And it's happening. And what Sister White's going to say here is that all of these laws have been instigated by Satan. No law has ever been made to exalt the idle Sabbath, but that Satan has taken a leading part in its enactment and its enforcement. Every law for the elevation of Sunday has a direct reference to the fourth commandment. Every move that has been made to enforce its observance is for the purpose of exalting the man of sin above God and above all that is worshipped. Satan would have us exalt the idle Sabbath, but we cannot do it, for it would be disloyalty to God. In the face of Nebuchadnezzar's death decree,